Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, how valuable is Bill Clinton to the campaign of Hillary Clinton? And who is Bill connected to who might benefit from Hillary's election? Those questions are at the core of our brand new group journalism project that we are unveiling right now. Already this year, hundreds of you have taken part in our group journalism work by counting the SUVs on your block, checking price disparities at area grocery stores to see are you being gouged, and looking up some of the Clinton and Giuliani campaign financial filings. Well, for this new project, we are teaming up with one of America's leading political blogs, the Huffington Post. Some of you know their ongoing group journalism project for the presidential campaign called Off the Bus. And now they are teaming up with us to explore the question, what's the financial impact of Bill Clinton on the Hillary Clinton campaign? With us to help explain the project and how you can participate is the Huffington Post's Off the Bus editor, Mark Cooper. He's also a journalism professor at USC. And with him is Ethan Hova. He's an Off the Bus reader and contributor who came up with this idea. Mark, Ethan, welcome.
Thank you, Brian.
Mark, first give our listeners some background about Off the Bus. The title itself reflects the central idea, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Going back to the classic campaign book, The Boys on the Bus, we in journalism have adopted the term of on the bus as shorthand for, being packed on the campaign bus and following the candidates around and trying to cover the campaign by reporting on what are mostly the choreographed and scripted events that are dished out to you. Our goal at Off the Bus is to do a much more profound and deeper type of journalism, as serious, and we would think more serious, than the conventional type of coverage of the campaigns. And one of the ways we're able to do that is not only by looking for those perspectives that get us off the bus, but by pushing forward the dynamic of journalism itself, as you've done with your group journalism. We're doing something similar online, which is harnessing the power of our readers as participants to do the sort of research, collective research, that, you know, before we figured out how to do this on the net, it might take an individual reporter months and months to do. We can do it now in a day or two because we've got 50 or 100 pairs of hands working on a bunch of documents instead of one or two.
Right. So if public radio's David Isay, who we'll hear from next hour, is trying to make America a nation of oral historians with his StoryCorps project, we're kind of trying to make America a nation of journalists. So I guess you're on that bus with me.
Absolutely, and we're trying to meld the best of the kind of legacy traditional journalism with this new emerging journalism. We don't consider this to be an alternative to the sort of journalism we've grown up with. We consider the sort of journalism that we're doing to be the natural extension of it and the future of journalism. I think along with the sort of things that you're doing, Brian, and others, we're trying to invent and refine a new type of journalism. So we want to make clear that while we're employing or enlisting a number of citizen journalists, that doesn't mean for one minute that we're abandoning professional standards, both in terms of the accuracy and importance of reporting and all those things
that
we've learned over the last 50 years.
So give our listeners a couple of examples, because in your 8 weeks of operation with On the Bus, you've actually broken a few fairly high-profile stories. Tell us about one or two.
Well, we had a wonderful story that we turned around in a few days, examining federal campaign documents to see what the gender ratio was on staffing of the major presidential campaigns. After examining eight of those campaigns based on their own federal filings, we found, I don't think surprisingly, that men dominated the campaign staffing positions. What was surprising was the degree to which they dominated the strategic campaign position, so that almost every major leadership position in most of the campaigns remains in the year 2007 in the hands of men. We did another investigation to find out where the Republican candidates were raising money during the week that they said they were too busy to show up to the national debate aimed at America's African-American community. And we found that many of them were raising money at that very same moment from the richest and whitest zip codes in America, including from some investment houses that were being sued that week for racial discrimination. We've done an X-ray, if you will, a national X-ray of the Obama campaign about a month ago. And just yesterday we published a story that relied on this sort of distributive journalism, a collective research project, to do kind of a statewide survey of the Edwards campaign in Iowa, because for John Edwards, as you know, Iowa is absolutely make or break. Mm-hmm. We described it as his Alamo.
What'd you come up with?
We came up with a conclusion that he's in a lot of trouble, that he has a residual strength from 2004, that he has a formidable ground organization, but that much as what happened with Howard Dean 4 years ago, there was a lot of initial engagement with John Edwards by Iowa Democrats, and now they seem, if you will allow the metaphor, they seem to be kind of stepping out on him.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's bring in Ethan Hova. He is an off-the-bus reader and contributor. And Ethan, I gather you came up with this idea for exploring the question of Bill Clinton's financial impact on the Hillary Clinton campaign?
Yeah, that's right. I was going through some of the FEC reports working on a different story and came across a large batch of donations that came in from Laredo, Texas on the same day. And I thought to myself how that could be, you know, why, what had happened in the campaign in order for these donations to all come in the same day. And it turns out that Bill Clinton was in town 2 weeks before attending a fundraiser for some of Hillary's top contributors. So that kind of sparked my interest and led me to start asking what his overall financial impact on the campaign has been.
By the way, I identified you as an off-the-bus reader and contributor. What else do you do? I'm sure when you meet people at a party, they say, what do? You don't say, I read the Huffington Post.
Yeah, I'm currently an actor living in both Los Angeles and New York.
And why do you do this for free?
I was looking for a way to get more involved in the political process earlier this summer, and I heard Arianna Huffington mention off the bus at the end of another NPR program that I listened to, Left, Right, and Center.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to get involved through that.
So before we get to the ways that our listeners can participate, why is this question worth looking into, Ethan? I mean, let me play devil's advocate here for a minute. Mm-hmm. Who cares if Bill Clinton generates dollars for his wife's presidential campaign? Of course he's going to do that. Are there implications for our democracy? Are there implications for average Americans' lives?
I think that's a good question. I think that first of all, there's no precedent for this, and I think for that reason alone, it's worth looking into what effect a former president can have on a president's presidential candidate's campaign when they are their spouse. And then there are also other questions that you just raised about, you know, whose influence is being exerted in these donations to Hillary's campaign via Bill Clinton.
Brian?
Yeah, Mark, go ahead.
I wanted to add to that is that it is an excellent question, and as Ethan says, it's very important to know under any circumstances where a presidential candidate or from where a presidential candidate is getting his or her money, because unless you live in Never Never Land, you have to conclude that people become, to some degree or another, beholden to their financial contributors. So whoever contributes to anybody's campaign, including Hillary Clinton's campaign, is important. And up to now, the media has covered Bill Clinton's participation in her campaign as kind of a pop culture event. It's kind of, isn't this something? Oh, you know, Bill Clinton, the very popular guy, is out there and he's lending his star power to his wife. But nobody's really done the sort of a more nitty-gritty look that we want to do over the next week and say, well, okay, that's all fine and good, but what is this? How does this help or hinder, probably help, Hillary Clinton galvanize certain financial bases that she has for her campaign?
Right.
I think that's extremely important to know.
And so, you know, the open source nature of this project starts right here, because you came up with the question that we were promoting in the last day, which is Bill's financial value to Hillary's campaign. So I'm adding a second question that obviously you've got your heads around, I'm glad to hear, that I hope we'll get some answers to through this, and that is, who is Bill connected to that might benefit from Hillary's election? So do you think our readers might, your readers and our listeners might smoke some of that out?
Oh, listen, you know, what we're going to, of course, we're going to plug it right now and say when they go to our website, which is offthebus.net, off the bus is one word and then .net, and they sign up and become somebody who's just going to give us, we're not asking for their life, we're asking people to put in an hour or 2 hours or a couple of hours over the next few days. They're going to be very closely directed by our team. We're going to tell them exactly how to look through these documents, et cetera. All that said, who knows what other stories we're going to come up with? You know, to be perfectly honest with you, Brian, when the FEC report started coming out, whenever it was, 2-3 weeks ago, you know, we were looking for one or two specific stories, and they just keep coming. So when we put 100 or 200 sets of eyeballs on these documents or more in the next week, as we hope to with you, we think there's many more than these two stories.
Right, which is also why we were so excited after we did our previous crowdsourcing project, inviting the listeners to just go right to the direct filings. We put the links to the FEC pages themselves on our website. Got some interesting responses, and then you guys and our producer Jim Colgan had the idea of teaming up to take it to this next level. We were really excited. And also, listeners, you should know that you can get to all that same information through our website if you're used to going there, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can link right through to all the same stuff that Mark was just telling about. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for a minute, and then when we come back, we're going to give you the specifics on how you can participate, particular tasks, how to do them, what we're looking for as we try to answer these questions. What is the financial impact of having an ex-president married to you when you're running for president? And to find out who's connected to Bill Clinton who might want to influence President Hillary Clinton. Stay with us, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and if you're interested in the political campaigns, we'll also be talking about Rudy Giuliani later in the show. WNYC's political director, Andrew Bernstein, will be here to talk about Rudy and the company he keeps with both Bernard Kerik and Pat Robertson in the headlines and their relationships today. Also, Norman Podoritz, Randy Levine, other Giuliani allies in the headlines for various reasons over the last few days. We'll kind of try to put those pieces together, connect those dots with Andrea Bernstein on Rudy Giuliani and the company he keeps coming up later in the program. But we continue with Mark Cooper, who is the editor of Off the Bus, the crowdsourcing or group journalism project of the Huffington Post. He's also a journalism professor at USC. And Ethan Hova, an Off the Bus reader and contributor who came up with the idea for the project that we're teaming up to do together, which is asking the question, what is the financial impact of Bill Clinton on the Hillary Clinton campaign, and who is Bill connected to who might benefit from Hillary's election? Ethan, let me throw it back to you here. Tell our listeners exactly what you have in mind that they might do, and how do they do it?
We have a website set up, www.huffingtonpost.com/WNYC, where readers can go and find a number of ways to get involved. Right now we have research that needs to be done, we have data analysis, and a bunch of number crunching tasks if anybody's interested, and The process will develop over the course of email discussion. So if you're looking to get involved, I would say the best way to do it is to pick a task from that website, complete it, and email the results back to me.
So, Mark, people can take on different tasks. It's laid out on the site. Research, number crunching, even story writing. Give us a little more specific on this.
Right, exactly. We have I think we've developed a pretty sophisticated system here where we accommodate to the level of participation that you're comfortable with. We don't expect people who only have a few hours a week and who are not trained in this to sit down and write the final piece, for example. So, you know, that's not something that one has to worry about unless one wants to do that and, you know, can persuade us that they're the right person to do it. All we're asking for is, just as you heard Ethan say, I can say, you know, Ethan is, as you hear, is an actor in Los Angeles, and I can tell you that he has just done for us fabulous research in the past. You never know who's capable of doing what. And all we're asking for is to come to the website, and I think, as he said, maybe the easiest way to go is huffingtonpost.com/WNYC, and sign up. And when you sign up, what you're promising is anywhere from a couple of hours to maybe a little bit more of that over the next 4 or 5 days. As you know, we'd like to complete this project in the next week, but we'd like to get the basic research done in the next few days, or at least over the weekend. And we will hold your hand. We will give you very specific directions about how to go through this material, understand it, and find the data that we're looking for. It's a great process. It's not heavy lifting. It's a lot of fun. And I'll, without getting too romantic about it, this is what being not only a journalist is really about, this is what a citizen is really being about. Talk about participating. There's a lot of hot air at this time of the year, you know, about being a good citizen and participating in the electoral process. This is real participation in the electoral process. Right at the most important and crucial level, and I can't encourage the listeners enough to join with us and give it a try.
So, for example, when you go to that page, you'll see a link to a list of fundraisers that Bill Clinton attended. You can actually click on a link to the list of Bill Clinton fundraisers. What would people do next?
You can tell them exactly.
Yeah, sure. Well, then from there you can download the contributions listed on Hillary's third quarter FEC report, sort the list and try and figure out which donations came in the 2 weeks after that fundraiser. And then from there, we're going to try and make charts to show if there was a spike in donations after Bill Clinton visited that area. And we have a bunch of other plans as well to develop the investigation and the research that we're going to need for the story.
Now, let me ask you another skeptical question. First, I'm going to read a quote from Andrew Sullivan's blog, where he really, he's no fan of the Clintons, and or the Bushes, I should say. And so he writes, one of the disturbing aspects of having two dynastic presidential families, a sign that a republic truly is turning into a corrupt empire, is that a former president can intervene with all his partisan power on behalf of a candidate to whom he is related during a critical primary campaign. And so he goes on about that. So there are some people who are very concerned about Bill Clinton's potential power with respect to this. I wonder too, though, to be fair, whether Huffington Post isn't, and maybe we should together look at the impact of other candidates' loved ones.
Well,
or other connections.
Absolutely.
Are we singling out Hillary here?
Brian, I think that's a wonderful question you ask, and let me make it very clear. You know, we haven't researched the piece yet, and we haven't written the piece yet. But as the editor, I'm going to be the ultimate editor of the piece. This is not a piece to get Hillary Clinton or to play gotcha. This is a unique moment in American politics where you have an ex-president campaigning for his wife. We're going to explore it. We're going to lay out the facts, and the readers are going to draw their own conclusions. I don't think we're going to pass moral judgment on it. I could see somebody reading what comes out of this eventually and say, hey, this is great. You know, Bill Clinton's a great guy. Hillary Clinton's a great candidate. He's popular. Wherever he goes, he raises money. Great. Glad to know he can do that. Let's do this next time. That's a possible conclusion. There may be other conclusions. That said, everybody, as far as we're concerned, and I say this as the editor of the project, every candidate here is fair game. We're not leaning in the direction of any of these candidates in particular, and I accept totally your invitation. If we get together between our two organizations, a solid enough group of researchers, and by the way, I have no doubt that we will, who knows how many more of these other projects we can take on. So when people sign up today, and they come to our website or to your website, and they decide to push that join button, they may be keeping themselves amused, entertained, mm-hmm. occupied, and engaged as real citizens for weeks to come as more stories develop.
Let's hope. And probably it's fair to at least tentatively plan to do something on Barack Obama's campaign as the Completely. Main competitor for the nomination on the Democratic side, so that we don't leave the impression that we're trying to, you know, get Hillary Clinton in any way. It certainly is a unique situation with an ex-president of the United States in her corner. And Ethan, I guess that was your original point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about that, Brian. And, of course, by the time we finish this project, we want to do this project, as you know, over the next week. But any other projects that come out of this, guess what? We're going to be right around the corner from the fourth quarter report.
There you go. So just real quick, talk about the timeline. There's a deadline for that. That's 1 week.
Well, I think what we don't want to prejudge the situation. We believe there's a story here, but we're not. We need your listeners and our readers to complete the research. Assuming that there is a story, we're going to try and get it back to you and to our readers by a week from today. We'd like to do it 7 days from now, if we can. We may move the goalpost, but we don't think so. And that means that we'd like to get most of the hardcore research done by the weekend.
All right, listeners, journalists, citizens, you have a week. Go. Questions are? What is the financial impact, the financial value to Hillary Clinton's campaign of being married to an ex-president? And who is Bill connected to that might benefit from Hillary's election? Go find out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or HuffingtonPost.com/WNYC. Mark Cooper, editor of the Huffington Post's Off the Bus Group Journalism Projects, and Ethan Hova, a reader and contributor who came up with this idea to check out the Bill Clinton connections. Thanks both very much for coming on with us, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Thank you very much, Brian. Can't wait to complete the project with you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.